There were several interesting referenda and ballot initiatives on the ballot yesterday. And joining us now is Karen Grigsby, who reports for NPR and Day to Day. And thanks very much for being with us, Karen. She's at NPR West.
Thanks, Neil.
And let's begin there in California. There were the stem cell initiative. This is very controversial and relates to what we've just been talking about.
It did, and it was. Although, interestingly, stem cell passed by about 59% here, according to the last figures that we had from the California State Attorney General's office.
And let me just clarify, this is $3 billion for research in stem cells.
$3 billion over the course of 10 years. And it was campaigned for and against fairly vigorously, although the for was spattered with a lot of celebrity proponents, including Michael J. Fox, who himself has Parkinson's disease, and while he was alive, actor Christopher Reeve, who suffered from a spinal cord injury,
yes,
which they also hoped would be addressed by stem cell research. They were very vigorous proponents of it. So it was voted in. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was also approved of 71 and said basically to California voters, if you pass this, what we will be able to do is bring more jobs to California and make California a center for this kind of scientific research in the way that California had become a center for technological research, the high-tech revolution that Silicon Valley launched.
Mm-hmm. And Karen Grigsby Bates, there were, as we mentioned earlier, gay marriage amendments on the ballot in 11 states. The bans on gay marriage were approved in all 11 states. There was another interesting ballot initiative there in California, this one on the three strikes and you're out law.
Oh, yeah, that was a very hot-button issue. Three strikes was very closely defeated. It passed, it was defeated by 51%, helped along, a lot of people think, by some scary commercials, including one by Schwarzenegger himself, who sort of strode out and pointed his finger at the camera and said, if you elect to pass 66, then all kinds of bad guys, rapists and blah, blah, blah will come out. And it was pretty effective. This happened despite pleas from Polly Klass's grandpa, Joe, who said that 66 was not the law he had envisioned when he campaigned for it after his granddaughter was abducted and killed in 1993 by someone who had been twice convicted for violent crimes. Mm.
And this would have modified the law to, it would have been three strikes and you're out, but only if that third strike was a particularly heinous crime.
What they were calling serious or violent crimes, so a robbery with a gun, a rape, something in which someone was injured, but not the archetypical example that they often like to use, stealing aspirin. There was actually someone who was put away for roller skating past an outdoor cafe and snatching pizza off a table of a group of diners. He'd been convicted for two other things. So a number of people thought it was expensive and also unfair in the general, in the overall of it.
Karen Grigsby Bates, thanks very much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Neil.
Karen Grigsby Bates reports for NPR's Day to Day and was with us from the studios of NPR West. We'd also like to thank NPR's Julie Rovner for her time, normally a correspondent covering health care, as she's been specializing in Congress and Senate races over the past few days. And thanks very much for being with us here in Studio 3A. We're expecting Senator John Kerry to address his supporters in Boston's Faneuil Hall sometime shortly after the top of the hour. Stay tuned to this NPR station for live coverage. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.